You've had a lot of experiences with Olympics and sports in general. How does this one, the Vancouver 2010 Winter Games, how have they affected you since you started almost 15 days ago?
Well, I've been overwhelmed, Jesse, by the response. I've done 13 Olympics. I talked to Dr. Jacques Rogge, the president of the International Olympic Committee. He's a former Olympian in sailing from 68, 72 in Munich, 76 in Montreal. And I said to him, can you compare the public reaction, the outpouring of affection to any games? And he said, only Sydney. And, of course, Sydney, you know, those were summer games, and the summer games are twice as big. I don't think ever in the history of the winter games there's been the enthusiasm, the crowd support, the people in the streets, whether it's in Vancouver, whether it's in Whistler, that I've seen here.
It's amazing to see the swell of pride, and it's even more nice to see for the younger people who may not be able to remember the Olympics as they occur later. I think of myself, I don't remember Calgary very well. I don't remember Montreal very well. So it's good to see that they'll be able to have all these memories in video to look back on.
Well, I think, you know, too often in this country we hesitate to celebrate our own excellence. Ken Reed said to me, he was inspired to ski when Nancy Green stood on top of that podium at Grenoble in 1968, not if she'd finished 20th. And too often in our history, we've been just happy to show up and get the uniform. I mean, Jennifer Heil, who won the silver medal in the moguls and freestyle from Edmonton, just an amazing young woman, she said, no longer do we want to show up. We want to show up and do our best. We don't apologize for winning. I think there's a new attitude and a new confidence in this country, and it goes beyond the medals. You know, last week when they were all down and on the podium, the public was still enthused, there was still excitement, the crowds were involved. These games have struck a nerve in this country, and I think that you mentioned young people, they're no longer embarrassed to stand up and say what's good and what's right about where they live.
Absolutely amazing to see not one but two Canadian flags being risen during the bobsleigh awards. I actually had to step back for a moment. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Two Maple Leaf flags being risen on the same pole. It was absolutely amazing.
It was, and the response in Whistler. I mean, I've done every, I think Ken Reed and I called every World Cup race ever held up in Whistler, except the first one either, and it was around 80, 81, 82. It was won by Peter Mueller. Steve Podborski, who lives in Whistler, was second. I believe Dave Irwin was third, but Ken and I have called all the rest, and I knew Whistler would be a great, great venue. I can remember talking to Dr. Rogge, the president of the IOC, a year ago and saying, the medal presentations in Whistler are not only going to be a hit here in North America, they'll be the story in Europe where skiing is king. I mean, the glamour event in Europe for the whole downhill, or the whole Olympics, is the men's downhill. And everyone worried about the weather at Whistler. I said, nonsense. The only time World Cup races were ever canceled at Whistler was when they were moved to December because of a lack of snow in Europe. They all went on time in March, and February we usually have good weather, and we certainly have had that. Whistler's just been an amazing success.
We've been talking to Michael Landsberg and Jennifer Hedger over the games. Was speaking with Jennifer just the other day about how she managed to get the bobsleigh team to concentrate on her questions while they were going through the interview process in Whistler.
Right.
You have had numerous athletes, American, Canadian, come into your studio and sit down and talk to you over the years. How do you get them to concentrate when they're so excited and so full of energy?
I think you just have to ask the right questions. You have to do your homework and have to do your research. You know, the best ad-libs are prepared. And I think the athletes, when they're asked questions that don't show a lot of research, don't give the best answers. But I think if you're sensitive and do your homework and know something about it, I mean, it's human nature, Jesse. If I'm talking to you and I don't even know your name, there's not the respect there. But when you're talking to someone or someone's interviewing you and they do a little work and find out your background, it makes the interview that much easier. One of the most moving interviews was Brian Burke when he came in at the beginning of the games, and I expressed our condolences on behalf of the country for the loss of his son in the car accident, and I said, are you able to focus on hockey? And he said, I cry a little less every day. And so from there, you know, it was a very sensitive interview. So they're not always easy, but you have to respect the athlete or the executive you're interviewing.
I immediately looked up Montgomery to see if he indeed was an auctioneer. I had no idea. I had to look that
auctioneer.
Up.
Oh, he's a great auctioneer. We were in Calgary a year ago doing these great features that CTV, TS, and Rogers have done leading up to the games. And I'd done my homework and knew he was from Russell, Manitoba, and knew he sold cars, and knew he was an auto auctioneer. I said, can you auction anything? And he grabbed my water bottle. We were sitting at the ice house at Canada Olympic Park in Calgary a year ago, and he auctioned off my water bottle. It was unbelievable. So when I talked to Jennifer Hedger, I said, when he comes to your place in Whistler Village, make sure you ask him to auction something, anything. She said, will he do it? I said, he's unbelievable. Well, I didn't know he'd pick up the jug of beer and auction the jug of beer, but it was unbelievable. And he's a truly an amazing young man. But again, it all comes to doing your homework and doing your research.
Joanie Rochette and her skates, absolutely amazing that she had the courage to get up there and skate not once, but twice. And the amount of pride that we have in her as a nation. It's amazing to see her get up there and do that and do it with such strength and courage.
Jesse, you're absolutely right. But I would add one thing. Joanie was never a favorite for the gold medal. That's Yuna Kim, the great little Korean based in Toronto, coached and trained by the great Brian Orser. But for Joanie to get on the podium, she was going to have to be her best without any tragedy. And accomplish it with the tragedy and what she had to face makes it all that much more remarkable. An absolutely stunning performance.
We've had many athletes from Whistler and Squamish and area who have managed to walk away with gold medals. We're very proud of our very own Milo Ricker, who is from the Squamish area. Very excited, the amount of smiles you see in the area around here. And then, of course, as you get into Whistler and the bobsleigh and everything, the pride is becoming overwhelming, it seems, to a point where it's sad that the games are going to be over shortly.
Well, I remember in Calgary in 1988, going out to the airport, I usually go out a day or two later, and, you know, the long faces and people saying, Mr. Williams, I wish it wouldn't end. I tell the story, having done 13 of them, that I'm always at the opening ceremony, Jesse, and I'm thinking, gosh, I got 16 more days of 20-hour days. How am I going to do it? And the next time I look, it's Friday or, you know, Thursday or Saturday or the last day. Time absolutely flies by. And there will be a downer. There's a downer for not just the citizens here, but all of us working on the games. We've become a tight family. The broadcast center, whether it's CTV, NBC, Brian Williams, the other Brian Williams and I were talking about this the other day, Brian from NBC Nightly News. And it'll be for the city, Vancouver, Whistler, Squamish, it doesn't matter. There'll be a bit of a letdown.
I'm watching that YouTube video of the two Brian Williams discussing the news. That's genius and hilarious.
Yeah, he's after the games in Sydney, I got a letter from NBC News in Secaucus, New Jersey, and I opened it up and it said, Dear Brian, for years I've heard about the other Brian, the king of Canadian sport. We downloaded the Trudeau funeral, and there I saw you for the first time hosting. You do a good job, but this is a festering problem between two peaceful nations. It must be settled. I suggest a duel, and I think Switzerland is neutral. So I wrote him back, and I said, well, number one, my kids want to know why the young, good-looking Brian Williams is the one in New York. But secondly, even with American money, you can't afford Switzerland. So New Jersey's neutral the last time I looked. So we've been keeping in touch with each other. Our paths have never really crossed. When my girls were young, they'd go to school, and the teacher would have bloodshot eyes in the morning and be sort of angry. And my kids would say, what's wrong? And they'd say, well, we stayed up to watch The Tonight Show to see your dad, and the real Brian Williams wasn't on. So he got a big kick out of that. So we met and did this. He came on to my set. He had me down to a T. And then I went over to NBC Nightly News and did the, you know, tonight reporting from Vancouver. Here is Brian Williams. And when I came up, I said, tonight on our broadcast. And that's how he begins. So we both got a kick out of it. The Today Show did a wonderful piece. And it was just a lot of fun. And he's a true class act. And he's been very kind to our country on his nightly news.
Mr. Williams, thank you very much for taking the time. Like you said, you're being pulled in all sorts of different directions. We appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. If there was one last thing that you could impart to the people of Whistler, Squamish, and Vancouver before you head back, anything that comes to mind for the entire games themselves that you would like to add?
I'm often asked, and I certainly know Mountain FM and the Sea to Sky, as I've been to Whistler a million times. The legacy of Calgary was some excess money, facilities. These have been tough economic times. I was asked before the games what the legacy would be, and I still feel that way, that the legacy will be a new pride for our athletes on the world stage, and not just the athletes, but for the country. I think Canadians are now pounding their chests and realizing, you know what, we live in a pretty good place, maybe a very good place, a special place, the best in the world, and we don't need to apologize for it anymore.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Well put.
All right. Take care. All the best.